Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes. We want to bless you today your way with the precious hope of your sure Messiah for this gathering and this day that we may enter into the tabernacle of praise. Bless our Father. Thank Him for His many blessings that You have been given and bestowed upon us all to be called sons of Yahweh. Not a son of a god, for there are many sons of gods, the Zeus, Eclipius, and many father. But there is only one that is from the mighty Creator, that broke every shackle and bondage of sin and the flesh. And that son is your sure Messiah. Lamb of Israel. He is not Jesus. He is not Lord. He is not Jesus. Zeus. He is Messiah. The Son of the Living El. The Mighty One. The Mighty One of Oaths and Covenants. And so for that, Yahweh, we thank you today. So many gods in the world, Father. And they all have a plan. How do we know? Which path is right, Father? There must be certainty. We can say, well, we have faith. But what is faith, Father? We have been taught a religious pattern of faith. But is it truly faith? For the gods of the universe offer all kinds of things. Riches and wealth. Another life beyond this? Which one, if you are a part of that consortment of gods, which one is right? Are you? How can we say that you are right? When our lives are consistently in the same pitfalls, same sins, and that we committed before we were, quote, born again, unquote. If you're the mighty one, then why are we being led in such a strange direction that's taken us to a dark, abysmal place of unknown, Father? You're the mighty one. Make yourself known in your truth, Father. Make yourself known in Scripture, Father. And may cause the heart to rejoice with fatness of thanksgiving. And that we know that once a man knows he's willing to lay down his life, there's nothing in this world that he desires. There's nothing in this life that motivates him but to see your face. Are you the right one? Or is there another one? Shall we seek you or should we seek another one? And above all things, what is your name? I want to know that one. But in the sincere motivation of this prayer, answer us today. Answer us according to truth, Father, that we may know without a shadow of a doubt that you, Yahweh, is the mighty El of Israel. And there is no other like you. We pray this prayer of hope in the mighty name of Yahshua Messiah, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you forevermore. And the saints declare it with a hearty hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Before you sit down, turn to someone and tell them the Shalom of Yahweh rests upon you. Shalom of Yahweh rests upon you. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful time to come into the presence of the Father in the tabernacle. We can truly worship Him. As He commands us to worship Him, there is only one way we can worship Him, and that is in the spirit of truth. We must understand what that truth is. Messiah came to reveal the hope of the Father. Without that truth, we have no intimacy with the Father. And this is a generation that literally has no intimacy with the Father. There is no love affair with the Father. The mindset of this generation is affected by everything but the pure word of Yahweh. We contort our minds and our thoughts to the conformity of the world and our own worldly lusts. Has nothing to do with what Yahweh commands us, what he instructs us in by the power of his law, that there must be a transformation and not a conformity to the world. And the only way that that is going to be done is by the power of the Spirit of Yahweh, the Ruach. It cannot be done any other way. Now, man today, they all possess or they declare that they have, quote, Holy Ghost, unquote. Yet there is no viability of the character and the traits of what they call the Spirit of Yahweh operating in them. There's one thing that the Kudush Ruach does. It brings about the governing power of Yahweh and the life of a man. Because it realized the very hope that is in Messiah, and that mind in Yahshua that did everything to please the Father, it will instruct us in those things. Now what we call the, quote, Holy Ghost, unquote, today, it pleases everyone according to their own lust and their own desires. We have this group to pray for homes and cars and all kinds of things. And this group to act bizarre and to contort their bodies and to howl like dogs and beasts. And they will make this group a little dignified with pride and arrogance that they actually, literally in their thinking, believe that they are a better group. Now, if this is the Spirit of Yahweh, the Ruach, I want nothing to do with this. Because Scripture tells us what the Spirit will do. It tells us the power of the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. And it emphasizes the law and the direction that the Spirit will take us into. And it doesn't take us into these directions that men call being led by the Spirit. This is what they call churchianity. It is traditional rituals that men perform. You can go to the shamans in every kind of religion, and they all will do dances of contortment and foaming at their mouths. They all do that, saints. They all perform some kind of ritual. And if Yahweh is different than all gods, then how can that please him? They scream with grotesque sounds that cannot be uttered or understood. Now the Spirit of Yahweh will speak in a voice that you can understand, that you don't know, but is speaking unto the Father. And we find in many of these organizations and much of this religious practice today that has been handed down by the power and the dispensation of this Jezebel, this Catholic whore, in the midst of a Protestant prostitutes, and they perform the same kinds of rituals that she does. It's just in a different format. Her creeds are just like hers. Now what Yahweh has given unto the house and the true house of Yisrael is the power to battle against the encroachment of the law of the flesh, that we can live by the Spirit of the law of the Torah, by his law. And that's what he's given us. And he wants us to walk in that. If we don't walk in that, then we are far from him. And this is a generation that is far from him. A very religious generation. How can we say that God, we address Yahweh as God. How can we say to him, if he is God, that he is the right one? When all gods in Scripture offered something, healing or riches, they all did. Now, I know this is a generation that doesn't study. It is a very ignorant generation. It is a very pompous generation. It's full of pride. That's why they're falling from the east to the west. And it is such an haughty, a haughty generation that you see the destruction in the people today. It is not one that will give itself over unto the pure desire to please Yahweh. If Messiah, we believe that he was the Son of the Father. He understood the will of Almighty Yahweh to the perfect intention, what it will reveal, the purpose, and even the hope in that. And yet the great power that struggled in his mind that he had to go to a place called Gethsemane. And he had to fall on his face with great drops of sweat like blood that fell off of him to get some kind of assurance from the Father to make sure that he knew the one that he was commanded by. And at the very going down of the sun, when death was finishing its work in that body, he had to cry, "Oh my Father Yahweh, why hast thou forsaken me?" He cried with such an embellished cry. A cry that unless it was certain of whom this offering of hope was being performed by, then he would have lost the eternal witness of the Father. Now that is what religion has done. There's the witness of truth today. You can say what you will, say what you may. Men can speak eloquently from the book. They can perform their sermonettes. But when it comes to the power of the truth, to speak it, that Messiah, you always said, Messiah is that living word. He did not go out not to accomplish what the Father sent him to do. And so is the word of Yahweh. It goes out. It will not go out and return unto the Father void. But it will accomplish that which is purpose and sent to do. Messiah is and he was the living word of the Father. And he was sent out that even if on that stake, on that death of shame, if the purity of Yahweh's truth is lifted up above flesh, it will draw the corrupt inward heart of the man's heart unto the Father. Now if our hearts are drawn unto him, truly ask yourself that. We can come in here and pacify ourselves and make ourselves think that we really have the true wares. But you're deceiving yourselves. That's why he says, first of all, that judgment must first begin. So is that in the by and by, or is it the now time? It's the very now. And you don't find judgment in the tabernacle today. It is sent forth to correct your deeds and our action, our ways. And to show us the things in our lives that are not conducive unto a spiritual walk with the Father. You're not going to please Yahweh in the flesh. You can't please him that way. You walk according to the fashion of the flesh, you're far from him. Shaul cried out unto the Father, because I want to convey to you today, I want to sidestep the message I've been on. And I want you to understand the battle of the spirit today that we're battling. There's a spiritual battle, and you must understand that it is real. And the reason that many cannot overcome that because of the condition of their lives and the way they walk. Shaul cried out. This was his prayer of hope and deliverance as he cried out in Romans chapter 7. I want to read a few verses here. Romans chapter 7. I want to begin at verse 24. I want you to understand and identify what he called himself now. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, worthless, a man of no exceptional character." He said, "I am a wretched man." You understand that? And this is a wretched generation. It is a worthless generation. Yet it perceives that it is of great value unto Yahweh. We are no value unto Him unless we abound in the fruitful labor of the Father. He's coming for fruit. He's coming for an abundance of fruit. And if you look at life in itself, if you look at fruit trees, is there a law to bring forth an abundance of fruit in fruit trees? Is there a purging process? Must they be cut? They must be purged and dunged and taken care of. And there are so many little insidious things that creep upon fruit trees. So many little aphids and mites and bugs. You can't see with your physical eyes. And yet they do much damage, don't they? And yet there are things in this wretched lives of ours that we can't see sin. That we can't see. And the only way you're going to see it is that you brought before the judgment of Almighty Yahweh. And the light of His judgment shine brightly and mightily upon you. And so that's why there are little aphids in our lives, little sins, little leaven that we can't see because we don't want to be brought to the judgment seat of the mighty one of Israel. Yahshua has no value to us at all. And so Shaul cried what kind of man he was. He was a wretched man. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Look what he declares. Who shall deliver me from this body or from the body of this death? Who shall deliver me now from the body? Not the law or the spirit, but from the body of this death. And in this natural body that has its own laws, we can look in this small gathering today. We all have our laws about what we perceive is right, what we think is love, what we think is appropriate, what we think is all right to do. And Shaul said that I must be delivered from this body of death because all these things in us, they work one thing and it's death. It brings about a divide from you and the Father. It separates you from the Father because the heart is not in love with Almighty Yahweh. We love everything today except truth. That's why we have the apologetics today. They make apology for things and yet they will not simply say it's wrong the way they recorded this. And because we have spiritual death, we by the power of prayer and through the revelation of the hope of Messiah, we can see this thing clearly. And so they apologize. They're revisitors. And they go back and revisit things, but they don't correct things. And that is what Yahweh is doing. He is correcting things in our lives today. He causes us to revisit those things. Show us what we must do. And how to correct them. And what He does on this day of rest, the Shabbat, He wants us to enter into His presence, and then during the course of that time, you can see everything that you have done and performed that was not according to the Spirit of truth. And that you must repent of those things. That's why if any man has anything against a saint, I don't care who it is, your gift, it has no value unto Yahweh unless you lay your gift down before the altar, get it right, and then you can cry unto the Father. It has no value. What is that one? Well, that one didn't pay the price. Messiah did. He paid the price. So we have the ability to do all things through Him. You don't have the ability to do it through your flesh. Because the law of your flesh is one of death. The law of your flesh is one of death. It is a covetous law. It is a greedy law. It is a law of lies and deceit. You can't do it through the governing power of your flesh. It must be done through a law that supersedes the power of the flesh, that brings life, that shows us this life, and that we may have hope in that life that is in the inward sanction of that pure law. You can't do it no other way. And so that's why we have this mess today. That's why the minds are messed up. The spirits are messed up. The hearts are messed up. The thoughts are messed up. They're messed up. Can't think properly. Don't know how to respond properly. Don't know how to receive truth properly. Because it's twisted. It's messed up. It's contorted. And that is what this religious whore has done. That's what she has done. She has taught us things that are just
totally wrong. They're not right. Let me proceed. He says, who's going to deliver me, this wretched man that I am from the body of this death? And he profoundly utters, he says, first of all, I thank Yahweh. Is that not what scripture implies? He said, he thanked the Father, Yahweh. Now, people don't want to identify that. They say, quote, he is God, unquote. And yet when Shaul makes a statement like that, first of all, he gives reverence unto the Father. He thanked Yahweh, first of all. And men say, well, I will not identify who he is because it is Hashem. Well, what is the Hashem? It is the name of the one that has the name. But Shaul tells us, first of all, he gives thanks unto the Father. How? Through Yeshua Messiah, our hope or our Messiah, Messiah. So then with the mind, I myself will serve the law of Yahweh. With the spirit that Yahweh has placed in me, I will serve the righteous laws of Yahweh, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He said, this law of sin in my flesh, it will overtake me unless there is a battle and a power that controls this law of sin in my flesh. That is why Messiah came, saints, to break every shackle, every power, and every bondage of sin. You must understand the circumstance that Shaul was in. He had this mindset. He had come from this ritual form of doctrine. And those things were not very easily to shake off. And there was a constant battle of those things. As there were conflict between the life and the truth that made him free through Yeshua, Messiah. And that is what that love does. That is what the law of Messiah does. It makes us free, saints. You cannot have the law of Yahshua Messiah without the law of the sender. He was the ambassador of the one that sent him to fortify his promises unto us with an offering that was acceptable unto the Father because he laid down the offering. The offerings under the Levitical covenant, they would bring things that were maimed. They would not bring the best of their flock. And the same thing transpired today. Do you actually and literally give him your best? Do you truly give him all your heart? All your mind? Do you give him all your spirit? Or is that just a little small scintillal reserved unto him? Now, you can ask yourself the question and answer it honestly. Or you can answer it with a deceitful heart. Your own destruction. And your own demise. There's nothing like honesty and integrity. Because he's one of integrity. Until a man can actually judge himself with the righteous judgment of Yahweh, he has no understanding of what judgment is. You don't. You must judge yourself. Judge ye yourselves. Judge yourself that ye be not brought under condemnation. Do you condemn yourself for some of the things you do? I know I do. So you judge yourself that you will not be brought under the condemnation or the damnation of the judgment of Yahweh, whereby there is a great void and a separation from him. Now I know and understand that that is in what we call, quote, the by and by. But that is in the present day time too. Because it is one thing that Yahweh is going to make himself known unto you, and that is by judgment. It is not by a new car or a new home. It's not by a wardrobe of new clothing. He is known by his judgment unto his house. Because his judgment is righteous. It is a righteous judgment. It is not a judgment based upon the carnality of man. It's based upon a pure righteous law that he has ordained, and it governs every aspect of a man's life because he is the governor and the one in charge of that law. If there lies in him, then there lies in us. We know by his immutability that he cannot lie. And so when we find things in scripture that will not give us that great revelation of whom the Father is, then we need to begin to search diligently with our hearts. Shaul did not say, he shall give thanks unto the Father. Now the KJV expressed that a little different. I give thanks unto God through. We give thanks unto Yahweh through the hope of Messiah. He goes on to say in verse 1 of chapter 8. Now that is the crux of where I want to express unto you this battle of the spirit. This fleshly encroachment as it encroaches upon the law of Yahweh. It is one thing that you will know whether you're walking in the spirit or in the flesh. And I will tell you very easily. It is one thing that the flesh will try to find loopholes or ways around the pure things of Yahweh. And when you're looking for ways and you're given reason that to strengthen your flesh, then you know that you're not being led by the Ruach. And this is a generation that is always give reason for their flesh or to say, well, this one or that one, they are the ones that have the problems. It is not me. That is not what the Spirit does. Because first of all, when the Spirit comes, it comes to judge. To what? To reprove the world of sin, doesn't it? So it begins in the world of sin. What sin? Those things that are hid in our hearts. Those little aphids and those little mites and little parasites. That you don't see them and all of a sudden the very core of your heart become rotten. You don't see those little parasites that lay eggs on the apples in the orchard or the peaches. And so you must begin to eradicate them, not when you see the signal of the disease. You must catch it before that. You must do the preparation before that. And so what you always try to do is to prepare people to meet him, because the world doesn't know him. They do know of the gods. Now this world knows of the gods, but they don't know Yahweh. He is not classified as a god. Even if you look at Greek mythology and Egyptology, you will see that their gods are what they call the titans or the gods of a higher echelon of gods than the gods of a lesser range. So if there is no god like Yahweh among the gods, there's none like you, then what is he? Is he above the title of a god or the identity of a god? I know that our minds have been taught that, and that's the way we believe. You can take a child and train that child up to believe certain things in life, and the child will believe that. We've been taught. We were all children. Now, we need the fullness of this knowledge. And the reason that many of you all are still carnal and babies, can I tell you why? Will you believe if I tell this congregation and those that are listening? The reason that you cannot gravitate to things of strength and receive them is because you are still yet carnal, and so we must deal with you as a baby and feed you things that are not conducive for baby. So we can't give you meat. You will know that you are still yet carnal because you can't eat meat. You can't go through the spiritual things. You base things upon flesh. You base things upon feelings and emotions. And that's what this world does. It bases things upon those aspects. It doesn't base it upon what Yahweh says. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration. All scripture. Just scripture. And I want all of us to say, so I'm telling you all, you better begin diligently, begin to seek his truth and to buy it. You better begin to do that. This thing that they call Christendom, it is a trash. It's mess. And the whole bandwagon is on its way into a destructive, dark ravine. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Shaul says, as he speaks unto the house of those brothers and the saints gathered there in Rome, as the letter was circulated throughout the region. He says in verse 1 of Romans chapter 8, verse 1. He said, first of all, I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, there now, in this time that you're in, therefore, there is no condemnation, no damnatory type of sentence. There is no condemnation. Now, there is a damnatory sentence, if you walk any other way that is contrary to what he expressed to them. He said, you are not condemned of them which are in Messiah. You will know that you are Messiah because who walk not after the flesh, but after the Ruach, the Spirit of Yahweh. Those that are in Messiah, there is no condemnation. Now, if you are not in Messiah, you are already condemned. You will know that you are in Messiah because he did all things to please who? He did all things to please who? He did all things to please who? So he did all things to please the Father. And so if we are in Messiah, we will do all things to please Messiah. Because in doing that, then we recognize that the promises that were given unto us through this hope of Messiah, it brings great honor and it bestows unto the Father his honor, his majesty, and the power that should resonate throughout the entire earth. So we that are in Messiah, we will not walk in any kind of condemnation. And you will know you're in Messiah. You will not try to make any provision for the flesh. When you're making provision for your flesh, you're not in Messiah. When you're trying to save your flesh, you're not trying to make provision. You're not in Messiah. When you're doing those kinds of things, you're not in Him. And when you're out of Him, you are condemned. There is a sentence of death upon you when you're not in Him. And we must have the same mind. Let that same mind that was in Yahshua Messiah be in us as well. And that was a mind to please the Father. He did never reject or disown the Father. He identified who his Father was and whom his Father is. At any time we reject the Father, you are not in Messiah. This world is full of fleshly, carnal people. Full of people that believe in religion, but they don't believe in truth. Truth makes you free from the powers of darkness and death. And there is no force to control you but truth. And truth is the invincibility of Almighty Yahweh that He cannot be taken down. Everything in truth is possible. Outside of truth, there is nothing possible. Because outside of truth, you can't even believe that book in your hand. And you don't really believe it. It is just almost like a plaything. Because if it is real to us, we live it. And if every word that Yahweh speaks is pure, and His servants love it, when you disobey or disavow certain of the words, then you don't love Him. Thank you, brother. And that is the truth. You must obey every word that He speaks. And you will know Him. He's speaking because it gives no gratification to the flesh. Flesh never feels comfortable. It's never satisfied. And so when you hear a man of Yahweh speak, if you're not satisfied with Himself, I will begin to check my heart. Even if you don't even understand the doctrine that He's preaching, I will check my heart. And to make sure that I'm in the right place. Not because of what He is saying. That you're in the right place, that your spirit is right. So there is no sentence of death in us who walk in Messiah, in Him now, who are in Him, and we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How do you know you're walking after the Spirit or the flesh? Scripture tells us that if any man loves the world, that the love of Yahweh is not in that man. I don't care what it is in the world. If you love that, the love of the Father is not in you. I don't care what it is if you love those things of the world. And what is the world? What is Shaul? Or what was he trying to say unto the saints when he spoke that word of faith to them? What was he trying to say? Well, we know what the world consists of. We know what is in the world. And what the world does, anything that draws our attention away from the validity of His truth and the power of His truth is worldly. It's worldly lusts. It's worldly philosophies and thoughts. That is what it is. So if it draws your mind away from the truth, you know that it's worldly. For all that is in the world, do you hear me? All that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. All these things are of the world, and they are of Yahweh as well. It says they are not of Yahweh. They're not of the Father. So when a man is led by the Spirit, there's a burning desire to understand the pure things of the Father. And his heart searches out the riches of that truth. I wish I had to preach that message that I wanted to preach on. He that find it. Yahweh's will, I will do that soon. Because it's a profound truth. And so when a man begins to understand those things that are ordained of Yahweh, he set his affection on one thing. And those things that are above. And not on the things that are earthly. Now where's your affection? Where's your affection? On your ambition? What you want to do? What you desire? Or is it on the Father? Where is your ambition? What is it on? Now this is a world, there's a worldly doctrine that's been preached today. And what we call Christendom. They tell everyone you can have whatever your heart's desire. What is the desire of the heart? Evil continuously. That's what the thought of the heart is. Deceitful things. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's why we need the mind of Messiah. That our affection will be set on the things that are above and not on the things that are earthly. Anytime your mind is set on these things in this earth, you have a condemnation in you, a sentence of death that is working in you already. And each day it separates you the Father and the Father from the Father. It separates you from your way. And that is what the enemy has used in this hour to combat the power of the Spirit. Your way is the Ruah. And it's greater than the forces of flesh. And so when he has set a course that is magnificent, he trod it on the mighty power of Yahweh's truth, and that was Messiah. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he offered him the things that he knew the world was attracted to. Kingdoms, riches. He said just one thing. Hear me, saints. The people are not getting these things but by one way, and that's worship. He said, if you bow down and you worship me, I will give all these things to you. And this world is worshiping the prince of darkness. He has many names. He disguises himself in many ways. He does, saints. And one of his most powerful way to demonstrate himself, can I tell you, is in religion. It's in Islam, Judaism, Christianity. That's what it's in. And that's what they all gravitate to now, things. He has blinded their eyes whereby they can't receive the power of the truth. And so everybody, they spend their souls toiling to pay for a piece of metal, a piece of brick. You tell me that's of Yahweh? It's not of the Father. It's a great spiritual battle, saints. And the only way you're going to know it, you're going to have truth in your heart. And there's going to be some feeling. You can feel all you want to. Sometimes I feel moody. I feel happy. Sometimes I feel sad. Sometimes I feel, I don't know how I feel. Sometimes I feel wacky. Sometimes I feel nutty. Sometimes I feel real fine. Now, any that is controlled by the pure law of Yahweh is controlled by this old flesh. Until the power of this is destroyed, you, this old wretched body you have, who shall deliver you? There's only one thing that's going to deliver you. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you're free. And we don't know the truth today because we don't spend time seeking the truth. You must seek the truth. You must seek it out like a precious gem. There's nothing like truth. Above all things, I want truth. I don't care about tradition. It makes void the authority and the power of Yahweh. I've been brought up in tradition for many years. But it has no power to reveal whom Yahweh is. That's why the world doesn't know him. Shaul goes on to say in verse 2 of the same chapter, he said, I want to give you something of great strength, brothers and sisters. He said, for the Torah, the law of the Spirit, the Ra'u of life. That there's a law of the Spirit of life. And the only way you're going to find it is in Yahshua, a Messiah, Yahshua, had made me free from the law of sin and death. Only in Messiah. Do we find that law? And the law is from, or the Torah, or the spiritual law is from Yahweh. Because in that body of flesh of Messiah, he fulfilled the spiritual law of the Father. And by him dwelling in us, we don't have to be pointed to the law or the letter of the law. We live it by the power of the spirit of the law of Yahshua Messiah. He is not Jesus. It's a pagan deception and a pagan lie. man, pagan men gave him that title. There's something very interesting in the newspaper today. It's talking about how Pope George Gregory, how they interpreted scripture to the destruction. That these are just scholarly men of historical understanding of what has taken place. And they can see what has happened. I say, you know, Yahweh allows us to see truth. He makes the devil tells us. And we're so pompous and such fools, we don't even want to believe it. You can deny all you want to in your historical writings that the Civil War took place. It did. You can deny all you want to in your historical writing that Rome was the most powerful, one of the most powerful empires upon the face of the earth. You'll deceive yourself. And the Babylonian, the Medo-Persians, these empires, the very powerful empires, you can deny it. And you can go and revisit that and change it to any way you want to. Don't they do that today, the revisionists? Are they going back and changing certain things? You think they haven't done that with scriptures? You're deceived if you think they haven't. Each week I'm going to give you all an assignment that's going to shock you to your boots each week. And I'm going to show you just what you really know. And whether you have faith of faith or whether you had nothing at all. That's why you better pray to Yahweh that as they cried out for a deliverer. Yisrael and Moshe was a man that Yahweh raised up. You better pray that Yahweh, there is a man or men among us that have integrity and honesty and they will live that way and they have the spirit of the Ruah of Yahweh. You better pray that. And men that are led by the spirit that they can see beyond the natural coverings of the eyes. That's why we need to anoint our eyes with eye salve. For what reason? Why you need to anoint your eyes? That you may be able to see, my friends. You gotta see beyond the flesh. You gotta see beyond your emotions and your feelings. That's what destroys so many today. They cannot get beyond their own natural concepts and perceptions of things because they think that they are right. And yet the one next to them think very differently and they think that they are right. And they all will call upon their God. They will set by each other call upon their God and they'll go in ways that are diametrically opposed one to another. How can that be? That's why you always say he will give pastors after his heart. And they will feed his people with knowledge and understanding of whom he is. And he has not changed that. And he doesn't take the very elitist. He take that which is nothing. So they cannot emphasize their traits or their abilities. They just emphasize him and what he has done in Messiah. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this Torah of the law of the Ruah, the spirit of Yahweh, of Messiah, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. It has made me free. You will know that you're walking in the power of that spirit because Messiah, he quoted profoundly. He said, but the hour cometh that ye will not worship. Who was he talking about? The Father. In this mountain or this place or anywhere. He said, but the true worshipers shall worship him in the spirit, and I am the law of that spirit, to worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for such the Father seeketh. Do you understand what seeking is, saints? It is a diligent search through all the quagmire and all of the rubbish to find just that gem. And when you find it, your eyes behold it. And so we're in that hour, saints. You're going to have to get truth in your heart. And you will know that truth is in your heart when you're free from you and your diabolical, lying, deceiving, hypocritical ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Free from your moodiness, your mood swings and all of that trash. You will know, saints, from your lies and your favoritism, your inability to communicate one with the other. You will know you're free. You tell me that Messiah can't communicate with the Father? He does. If we are the body of Messiah, we are that body. You tell me that your body doesn't communicate to you? When you hurt it, get a place, it doesn't tell you? I said to my wife last night after prayer, I went home, I was lying on this side, and there was a pain there. I said, well, when I was on the other side, there was no pain. I think I better turn on the other side. When I turned on this side, well, the pain wasn't there. And so I could go to sleep. So your body will talk to you. And the body will talk to you, saints. It will. And if we in the body will tell you. You can't tell me that little finger doesn't tell you when it hurts. You can't tell me just a little ingrown fingernail doesn't hurt and affects your thinking, your feelings, and everything. Don't tell me that. Because it does. The hour comes that the Father seeking those that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Why is He seeking those to worship Him that way? Do you understand why He's seeking us to worship Him in spirit? We must get beyond the flesh. What is the Father? What is Yahweh? He is what? He is what? He is a spirit. How can you worship that which is spiritual fleshly? You can't do it. You cannot do it. And that's why today all of this trash that they call worshiping Yahweh, 99.99% of it, is frivolity and folly and trash that has been based upon a spirit of rebelliousness. That a man has rebelled against some form of doctrine, some religion, and he has gone to establish his own little thing. That's what it's all based upon. And every Protestant organization, every Protestant whore is less than 400 years old. And they have established their creeds. They all have their own Bibles, Biblios. And yet they have rejected Scripture. They have contorted Scripture. They have changed it. And it is in such a mess, saints. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, hear me if you never hear nothing I say. You must be filled with the Spirit and not this Negro spirit or the white man's spirit. It must be the spirit of your life. Can't be a religious spirit. Black folks are filled with the black spirit. White people are filled with the white spirit. Separation, division. It's not of your way. The Yahdim are filled with their spirit. The Arabs are filled with their spirit. And so that's why they set up their little individual whorehouses and perform their worship. But Yahweh is a spirit. He is not a man like us, saints. He is a spirit. And they that worship Him must. They that worship Yahweh must. You must know exception to the rule. You must worship Him in spirit and in the truth of the witness of Messiah to bring us to the Father, to acknowledge Yahweh, and to bestow the honor upon Him that is rightfully His. You must worship Him that way. If you don't do that way, if you don't do it that way, you're not being led by the Father. It is one thing about the Spirit of truth. Can the world receive it? It cannot receive it. Why? Because they can't see it. And they don't know the Spirit of Yahweh. They can't receive the Spirit. They don't know it. He said, but I want to tell you something. But the Spirit is with you. Because I'm with you. And not only shall He be with you, He shall dwell in you. Don't tell me this is the Spirit of Yahweh when we got such division we have today. Who's the author of confusion? Shaitan is. Where there's confusion, where there's envy and strife, you have confusion and every evil work. And that's all you have today in the religious world. Strife and fighting. They see Yahweh anoints a man that has the ability to speak to the masses. They become very envious of that. Well, I have my DDD and my PhD. Well, I don't have nothing divine. I just simply have the Spirit of Yahweh. I have no intellectual properties or capacity. I just have the Spirit. And so that's why we have such confusion. And that's why the house is divided. It's not a house of one. Yahweh came. That is one thing that Messiah came to do, to solidify the house, to make it one, saints. Gentile, Yahdim alike, to make the house one. To make it one. No two houses. He came to bring the northern tribes with the southern tribes. With the tribe of Yehuda, with the Levites, the Benjamites. He came to bring them all in the house as one. The Gentiles in that house. So the white doctrine and the black identity, the deceptions of hell, it strengthens pride. It doesn't strengthen any law of righteousness at all. I don't care if you were born a Caucasian or a Jew or black man. It has no merit, no power at all in the sight of Yahweh. None. All flesh is filthy. It's like grass. It doesn't savor the things of Yahweh. It doesn't abide by the laws of Yahweh. It has no love for the truth of Yahweh. None whatsoever. The flesh cannot receive the truths of Yahweh. It cannot. Saints, can I tell you this? Please hear this. Messiah gives us an assurance from the Spirit. The Kodesh Ruach comes. He said when the Spirit comes, there's one thing He will do. He will guide you. He will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. So what we perceive to be the Spirit is not the Spirit. It's one thing about this generation, especially this pompous, arrogant nation and this religious whore in America. She's too proud to say, well, we've been wrong. I've been wrong, saints. I've been wrong. And I don't have no pride to say I've been wrong. When a man cannot acknowledge his wrong, there's no repentance in that one. And I have. Just like you. You that are without any wrongness, cast the first stone. No stones cast there. Thank you kindly. For the Spirit of Yahweh comes and will lead and guide you into all truth. Why? For He shall not speak of Himself. The Spirit of Yahweh doesn't speak of Himself. You hear these folks, well, the Holy Ghost told me, and the Holy Ghost said this, and the Holy Ghost told me, they're liars. The Spirit speaks of what He says. He will guide us into all truth. He will not speak of Himself. He will not talk about Himself, but He will talk about the things that He hears, that the Spirit hears from the Father. And this trash today that men say they're hearing from Yahweh, they're hearing from the powers of hell. Great deception, death, a great tanker in the mess. That's a great battle, saints. And I'm telling you, if we are not prepared for what is about to transpire upon the face of the earth, especially in the spiritual realm, you're going to be lost. You're not going to be able to take a coat, a pair of shoes. You're not going to be take mama or daddy, a son or daughter. And if you barely make it yourself, how are you going to bear the weight of someone else? Scripture tells us in one place that every man ought to bear his own burdens. You bear them. And I'm going to do that. Yes, I am. When those that are weak, when they see a little help coming their way and understand what the help is, then they will begin to do things with a much more fortified attitude and spirit. I see that in the natural. You have someone that has no ability to do a certain thing when you help him, then it makes him put out a little more effort because he wants you to know, or she wants you to know, that I can handle this. I do need a little help, but I appreciate that, but let me take it from here. And they want you to know, well, it was as much as you pulling that off my chest, that heavy weight, it was me. That's what happens in the natural. So in the spiritual realm, we ought to see something that is much more profound than that. What spirit are we walking in? What law are we following? Is the law of the flesh that brings death? You will know whether it's the law of the flesh. If it brings death, your mind never thinks on the pure things of Yahweh. And never think so songs or singing songs in your mind or making melody in your heart or rejoicing. You will know that you don't have a spiritual mind. You know you have a carnal mind because a carnal mind seeks every loophole it can to avoid Yahweh. And when you seek ways to avoid Yahweh, you are natural and carnal, and there is a damnatory sentence in your body. You're going to die. You're going to be separated from Him. I'm not going to preach some kind of pansy message in this hour. I don't care if Yahweh never sends anyone. He adds unto the assembly daily such as should be saved. He adds such as should be. They may not be right, but He adds them to His house. They should be. So that is not the issue with me. Never has been, never will be. I will stand and proclaim the mighty power of the one that I do know. By the Spirit of His truth that dwells in my heart that constantly seeks to find out His way more perfectly. You're not seeking to find His perfect way. You are not even right. Hallelujah. We must be led by the Spirit. He says in verse 3 of Romans 8, He says, now I want to tell you something, what the Torah, what the law, what it could not do, He says, because it was powerless to do it. Actually, what He is saying, the Torah was powerless to do it. That it was weak Why? Because it had to regard the wicked flesh or the weak flesh. It had to deal with the weak flesh of man. Is your flesh strong? Your arrogancy is strong. Your pride will say, I'm a strong man. How strong are you? He says, because of that, he said, Yahweh, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh. He brought the power of that conviction to condemn us, or the condemnatory sentence in our flesh. Messiah, he brought power, or gave us power, through the work of the flesh, to condemn the power of that sin, whereby we could live after the spirit and not after flesh. And we don't have to walk after flesh, saints. We don't have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. He brought it under condemnation. He was the power to enlighten us of the spiritual law of Yahweh, and not the letter, but the spiritual impact, because the law is spiritual. And that's what the carnal mind tells you is not. And that's why the enemy has such a great stronghold on the minds today, saints. That's why children are rebellious. Wives and husbands do not obey the commands of Yahweh. I was showing my wife, it was in the USA Today on Friday, these ignorant, sottish, foolish parents, I call them sottish because they're ignorant. They got these signs in their yards. They're sleeping in tents because they say parents on strike. The children's room, if you saw their room, they looked like beasts lived in there. A little 17-year-old boy, a 12-year-old girl. The 12-year-old girl abused the mother, and this had national acclaim. Do you hear me? It had national acclaim. Every newspaper in America ran it. It was on every television station. It was on all the little talk whorehouse shows on the morning revival for the wicked. The parents went on strike because the mother says that her 12-year-old daughter is abusive to her. She can't handle her. And I looked at that ignorant, stupid fool that calls herself a mother. You call that a mother? You call that a father with his feminine ways? I looked at this trash and I say, what an abomination. This is the true sign of the time that we're in. And your only security in this time of this hour is that truth is the most important thing to you than anything. If it means you lose your wife or your husband, your sons, your daughters, your whomever you cherish more than you cherish Yahweh, it makes no difference at all. I'd rather lose all of those and all of those things than to lose my soul. The scripture tells you to buy truth. You buy the truth, and you don't sell it to satisfy your flesh. You don't take the truth and sell it away because of a tradition of your flesh or an emotion or a feeling of your flesh. You buy the truth, and you don't sell the truth. How do you know it's truth? Because there's a light or a law in the spirit that will make you free from that law of your flesh that has kept you in bondage based upon feelings, emotions, and the way you think. Based upon the mind of Messiah. I pray, Father, send us men of Yahweh that will speak the truth. Not these little sermonettes that make the folks feel good. But they bring your judgment in the house. And he sends his judgment to correct us. To get us right, saints. To prepare us. You reject judgment. You reject him. You must receive judgment. It has to. You have to. Judge me, Father. Correct me. Correct me how? In your judgment. Not in thine anger, lest I be brought to nothing. He must correct us in his judgment. He goes on to say in verse 4. He says that the righteousness. Is that the expression that he used in the text you have? He says that the righteousness of what? Of the Torah. Might be what? In who?
So don't tell me that the Torah or the law of Yahweh is wrong. It's a righteous law. He said it might be fulfilled in us. Who? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Ruah. See, the law is righteous, and it is fulfilled in us if we walk after the Spirit. You can't fulfill it. That's why people, it is a fleshly generation. That's why the name of the Father, they despise it. For they walk after the flesh. Is that not the law of Yahweh? I don't care what man says. I know they say there's six. Some say there's 613 different laws. Some say there's 713. I believe that there are different statutes and ordinances of the laws. They're statutes, but these are the laws that Yahweh gave unto Moshe. Now there are statutes and ordinances that he gave man, how to eat, how to deal with his neighbor and all of that, but this is the law of Yahweh. And in those statutes and ordinances, you will find the righteousness of the laws that governs them. You want to deal with your neighbor right then? Don't covet you with your neighbor. Don't desire his house, his car. Don't want to be like your neighbor. It deals with all of that. And so the righteousness of the law of Yahweh, because it's a righteous law, the only way it's going to bring forth great excellence in us is by the Spirit. And we must walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need to awaken ourselves in this darkened hour, saints. This is a very dark hour. The minds of the people are in gross darkness. They don't know how to think. They don't know how to walk. And the reason they don't know how to think, because they don't have the mind of Messiah. They have these crazy minds today. Minds that are ready to argue and fight. They have no sure foundation at all. None whatsoever. I want to be where the Spirit of Yahweh is. I don't want to be in no religious service. I don't want to be in no place like that. If I have to sit in the woods by myself, I'll do that. And Yahweh will lead me. He's done that all these years. In all of my ignorance, when I didn't understand things, he's always led me. Even with things that I didn't understand, he began to deal with my heart about. I didn't kick against it. I don't kick against him. The things that I'm discovering in this book that you think you know, that sometimes I say, Father, do I even show the people these things? Because I know that some of you all are not spiritual. You're not ready for it. You can't handle it. And that's the truth. Because it produced doubt. I said to Brother Yosef yesterday, I says, just make sure you got the genes. Not the genealogy, but the genes. Do you all hear that? Make sure you got the genes. The traits that have been passed down from Messiah to me by the Father. And his traits came from who? From who? From your eye. And so the traits in him, they're passed down to me, so I want the genes. They show me the right bloodline. I want the genes. The genealogy, I'm not worried about the genealogy, I want the genes.